3 unpopular ways to handle rejection.
Combines the power of the mind with the wisdom of your heart, and it just helps you to unlock your potential.
Hey everyone, welcome to my Shiny Minds show.
My name is Shiny Bujunsal. I am the proud creator of NeuroShine Technology, the Shiny Minds show, and I am your NeuroShine coach. Today's topic is rejection. According to my opinion, rejection is a bit overrated, don't you think? I mean, it's such a big thing. We fear rejection, we have anxiety around rejection, we have nightmares about rejection, getting rejected. Oh my goodness. I really believe it's overrated. And that's why today I am going to share 3 unpopular ways to handle your rejection. If you're ready, let's go. Number 1. Don't call them rejection. Duh! Brilliant, right? Think about it. Language dictates your reality. In neurolinguistic programming, it is so obvious that every single word is almost like hypnosis to your brain. So each time you use a word, that word creates your reality. So now watch this. Rejection. What are you thinking about? You're thinking about rejection, right? So the minute you say it, it becomes your reality in your map of world. And that's why when you replace this word with another word, which is, for example, learning, right? Because every time somebody is rejecting you, they're also showing you something that you can do better, correct? And that might be reframed. Reframing is a terminology we use in neurolinguistic programming again. So you can reframe it as learning. So instead of calling rejection as rejection, call it learning. And learn from it and watch how fast you're gonna start handling rejection. Number 2, see the mechanics behind it. What do I mean? The mechanics of language, the mechanics of what is going on behind that rejection, because somebody is rejecting something, right? So the mechanics behind it is A, the needs are not being met. B, the intention may not be clear. 3, values are not met, or can be different things. Whatever the mechanics is, there is this internal mechanics I'm talking about. And if somebody is not saying yes to your offer, whatever that offer is, if you're getting a no, that's a rejection, right? So if that no is a no, there is a reason behind it. It's not beneficial for them. It's not meeting their needs, values, you name it. So that's why when you go beyond the no, when you see and understand what is it that you can do better, again, it's just growing, it's just learning, and it is improvement. Number 3, this is my favorite one, hug them. Hug all the rejections you receive in the world, because the minute you have this negative connotation, this negative association with rejection, guess what's happening? You're dividing, you're separating yourself, and the universe does not like separation. Universe is one. You have oneness. You need to integrate everything with everything. There is no shininess without any darkness, right? So rejection is good. It can be cute. It can be adorable as long as you look at it that way. So I'm inviting you to hug your rejections, and that way they're not going to be something that you need to handle anymore. So I hope these strategies were helpful. I hope you liked this video. If you did, please share it with your friends so that they also learn loving and hugging their rejections. And subscribe to my channel, and together we can make this world a better place with more love and shiny minds.